Good afternoon. It is about 12:30 and you're listening to PMC Live. It's our call-in show with local officials from Petersburg Medical Center. I'm Olivia Rose, and joining us today here in Studio One is CEO Phil Hofstetter.
Hello.
Hi, and Clinic Director Kelly Zweifel.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. And joining us here by phone is Patient Navigator and Medicaid Planner Brandy Boggs. Brandy, can you hear us? She's joining us by phone.
I sure can.
Perfect. All right, and can you guys hear her?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn up Phil's headphones.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kelly, I just realized Kelly's not wearing headphones right now, but you might need to wear them in order to hear Brandy and what she's saying. So
Sounds good.
You want to grab those, it's up to you. All right. So welcome. Thanks for being here. And if you're listening and you have a question, you can call our station at 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049. I had a typo on my sheet. And yeah, if you have a question, feel free to call those in and we'll try to get you an answer. Great. Well, thank you for being here.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm sure we have like a full page of things to talk about. Why don't we start with Brandy since she is waiting so patiently on the phone here. Brandy, does that sound good to you?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, great. So, Brandy, you're the Medicaid Planner and Patient Navigator, and I think you are here to talk about a couple of things. Why don't we start with the new Senior Resource and Planning Hour happens on Wednesdays. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, it was decided to offer kind of this open time. It's for an hour every Wednesday from 12 to 1, and it's really just an hour set aside for an open conversation for the community to call in. It's for really anyone, but primarily focuses on older adults, caregivers, families, and it's just an opportunity to either ask questions or find out about local resources, support services if something is needed. Information about the Medicaid waiver or long-term care Medicaid, and really just a conversation to plan for future care needs. So if anyone's interested in that, if they want to call in, right now they can just call my direct number, which is 907-531-5857. And my hope is I'm going to set up a kind of a conference call and eventually a video where people can video in so we can see each other or just have this conference call so everyone can be on the same line and we can just have kind of this big open conversation and answer questions or anything like that. So it's really just another opportunity to help encourage anyone out there that wants to start thinking about their long-term care needs just to ask questions and find out what's out there before they end up in a situation where it's kind of a crisis and they need it immediately. So it's we're offering this as a prevention and just educational opportunity for folks.
Okay. And I guess to boil that down into a nutshell, what would you say, like just a beacon of light in the darkness, what would you say to somebody who's listening right now who might be on like teetering on either side of, I'm not sure if this applies to me. I'm not sure if I'm ready to take this step and do this kind of planning. It kind of sounds hard. What would you say to them in order to like kind of help them facilitate that and answer that question of if they're ready to these plans?
Yeah, really just encourage anyone that has, you know, questions or even just, they just don't even know what to ask or where to start. When they start thinking about their long-term care needs, my goal is to really help people start planning and thinking about long-term care needs, almost like kind of we think about our retirement. But, you know, 70% of us are going to need some form of long-term care support or need in our life. And for Southeast right now, you know, we are the fastest aging region in Alaska. And right now, one in four residents are over the age of 60. So we're a region that really should be thinking about how do I want to age? Where do I want to age? You know, what is that going to look like for me if something happens where I need, either support or help, you know, and really just to open it up and for people to get more comfortable to have a conversation with their loved ones, their family, their friends about, you know, what does my long-term care look like for me? What do I want as I age? So that's really what I would encourage folks to do. You know, even if you don't even know what to ask, just, you know, reach out, give me a call. I'd just love to have a conversation with anyone about really planning for those long-term care needs as we age and we get older in our region.
Okay. Yeah. And so for anyone who's just joining us now, we're talking about the Senior Resource and Planning Hour that's provided at PMC with Brandy Boggs. And this happens every Wednesday from noon to one. How many have we had so far? Is this kind of a thing that's been going on?
So we just started it. So it's only been going on just a couple weeks. I've had a number of folks call in. And again, my goal is to make it more of a opportunity to have everyone kind of on the phone. So it's maturing as I am working through how to get it all set up. But we've had a number of folks call in, and it doesn't have to be during 12 and 1. So if anyone, you know, can't make that, please feel free to reach out, give me a call. But I just decided to kind of open this 1 hour up just to, you know, just so everyone knows that this is an open time that they can call in and if they have any questions or they just want to get some information about anything regarding kind of aging and support services and planning for long-term care needs. So, but yeah, I've had a couple folks reach out, but we've only been doing it a couple weeks now. So, I'm hoping to get more people, calling in and asking questions. So yeah.
Okay, great. And yeah, the number for Brandy is 907-531-5857. Is that right, Brandy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Just making sure. Great. And you also are here to talk about the Cedar Social Club, the adult day program that we have here in Petersburg that PMC offers. Perhaps some updates with that.
Yes, we have some pretty good, really exciting updates. So we hired a full-time activities coordinator, and he is just taken his new role on, and he has just kind of jumped in with both feet and is doing such a great job. So it's really a program that now has found its footing, and it is starting to mature and grow and really be a social club that has direction and it has some permanent staff. So we're so excited for it. We are looking for more people to come. We're looking for volunteers. If anyone's interested in that program, just even if they have a question, please feel free to reach out to the home health office. The signing up for it is super easy. We do have a grant that offers some help, scholarships for payment if there's someone who wants to try it out and attend and just see kind of what it's about. We're also hoping to get some feedback from the community about expanding our hours. So right now it's only offered 4 days a week in the afternoons. But with our new activities coordinator, he's starting to think about maybe expanding those hours and offering some morning services. And so we're looking for some feedback about that as well. If the community has any ideas or suggestions or just wants to know more about the program or wants to try it out or come volunteer, please feel free to reach out. You can call my number directly or you can call the home health office. And we just love people to learn about it and come enjoy it. And so, like I said, I think our program has found its footing, and with our new permanent staff, it's really an exciting time for our program.
That sounds very exciting, Brandy. So for any listeners who are a little bit more unfamiliar with Cedar Social Club, the adult day program, what would you say in a nutshell? Like who qualifies?
So right now we do focus on anyone over the age of 60, but if there's someone who, you know, wants to learn more about it or, you know, see and, you know, just get some more information about it or just has a scenario they want to run by us, you know, feel free to reach out, please. But we do right now focus on the 60 and older. And it's an opportunity or a program that really provides just engaging, caring activities, socialization. There's meals provided. It's a real safe, home-like setting. So it's not a institutional type setting. You know, it's very comfortable. And we are looking at kind of expanding it, making it a little bit bigger. So there's going to be, you know, maybe a separate space for extra games or activities so people can, you know, kind of choose what they want to do. We have therapies that come up and the physical therapies and occupational therapies from Petersburg Medical Center can come up and they, you know, do some exercise programs. So it is really engaging. And I would encourage folks to, you know, either ask questions or come up and just check it out and see. We're happy to help accommodate anyone. Right now it's open 12:30 to 4:30, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But we're open anytime to ask or answer questions or provide any more information if anyone needs that.
And the number for that would be different from yours, right? I think it's 907-772-5716.
Yep, that's it. Great. Yep, but if someone wants to call my number and talk about both, I'm happy to talk about both.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for those updates, Brandy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and you can either hang on the line or go if you need to, but I'm going to turn you down a little bit. And next, I would love to talk with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Let me put your volume up. So you're the clinic director, and I believe you're here to talk about the direct primary care.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited to finally be launching direct primary care. We've been talking about it for a while now. So July 1st, we're going to start enrolling people for the program. I know there's been some talk over the past few months, but should I give a little overview of what the program is?
Yes, that would be great. So in a nutshell, I guess.
Yeah, direct primary care is a membership-based model of healthcare. So patients who are looking for a way to pay, they would go directly to Petersburg Medical Center. It's a flat monthly rate, and instead of involving insurance companies or other things that way. And okay. It provides services like routine checkups, chronic care management, basic labs. And so it's like access to care to primary care.
Okay. So this is like a payment form that we're setting up, I guess. And is it in addition to insurance or but it's separate, right?
Yeah. I mean, so it's ideal. The ideal candidate may be someone without insurance or someone who has really high deductibles and they want to go get access to primary care services. It does not cover ER. It does not cover acute care stays, so like the hospital stays. And there's certain things.
And labs and stuff.
Some labs, but imaging is not included and medications are not included. So, you know, it's more for that access to care into the clinic and providing a monthly rate for that.
Okay, yeah. And so I'm looking at two different monthly flat fees,
mm-hmm.
One for adult, one for child.
Right.
And is the adult, is it $125 a month?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
And then child, $80 a month.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we hope it's a really affordable way for patients to come in and get seen. So if they pay the monthly rate, they can come in for primary care visits when they're sick, for annual wellness visits, often some common office procedures, care coordination. And so there's a lot of things that it will offer for patients, especially that don't have access to care.
Okay. And is this in-house at PMC?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I see you guys looking at each other. And so I guess, who is the ideal person to utilize something like this?
So the ideal person, individuals with high deductibles or health plans, people who don't have insurance, small business owners, families who want predictable healthcare costs, or patients with chronic conditions who need regular follow-ups are some. So people who have Medicaid and Medicare are not eligible because that provides much more, all the services across the board. So it wouldn't be for patients on Medicaid or Medicare.
Yeah. The only thing I would add is that the rules are not defined by PMC. They're actually in statute, in a bill. So Senate bill passed a couple of years ago that allows us to do this program. And this is why we're launching it. This is why we're able to do it. We want to be able to have affordable healthcare, affordable primary care through this model. So the bill, allows us to do certain things, but we can't do other things. These aren't out of thin air concepts from PMC. They're really defined by the Senate bill.
As in, like, what is included or not included.
Right. That's right. That's okay. Correct. Yes.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. But cool that there's something coming up the pike that's another way to, like, afford care.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can go through some of those things just that are included that might be helpful. So, like, annual wellness visit, basic annual labs, well child visit, sports physical, medication management. So the actual medication at the pharmacy or, you know, those wouldn't be included, but coming in to talk to your provider about them. Sick visit, so coming in for colds and sinus infections, ear infection, pink eye, pneumonia, you know, strep throat. So, I mean, it's including when you're sick. And then ongoing chronic care management for chronic diseases. Some of the in-office procedures would be like ear cleaning, simple stitches, wart or skin tag removals, things like that. And then the preventative labs that would be included would be like a complete blood count, a comprehensive metabolic panel, lipid panel like our cholesterol, A1C that's used for diabetes, thyroid screening, and prostate screening if it's appropriate. But it will also include some of the testing. So if you come in and you're sick and you need like a strep or flu or COVID or mono, those things would be included as well. Just the testing that included for that.
Okay. Is there anything that maybe is kind of in gray water right now? We're not sure if it's included or not included that we're waiting for.
Well, I mean, I think that there's things down the line. I know it's really clear what won't be included because ER, hospital stays, not medications, no. Imaging, no, because it's like those are done out, you know. But there might be some services down the line that we see that might fit in, but we're not sure yet.
Yeah, we might have to adjust a little bit as we go. It's a new program, and there's certainly a few gray areas that we have to work through. It's something that will be sort of evolving a little bit as we go, but it's really exciting to me.
I know it's important for staff, and we want it to be for patients that are involved, that it's really clear. And so, like, we have like a really comprehensive patient agreement, and it shows a lot of the things that are included. And so, you know, going through, I feel like people can know what to expect as they're going into it. And we hope it to be a positive experience for our patients and also for the providers. It was driven by our providers, and they were excited about offering this to get people in when and access to the care that they need.
Gotcha. Okay. And so, as just a reminder to listeners, this is the Direct Primary Care Program, new service launching July 1st. Mm-hmm. How do people get involved? How do people sign up for this?
Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, you're going to be involved with two groups. The business offices will help you get in signed up. And so if you want to go through that, it's our main kind of office line, which is 907-772-4291. So calling Petersburg Medical Center, and they'll help get you signed up. But if they have questions about what's going to be covered as far as services or questions about the care, then they would call the clinic directly at our clinic number, which ends in 4299.
Okay, got it. Well, very cool. Anything else that you'd like to add about that?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, great. Well, your confidence is great. Perfect. And now I guess we will move on to Phil.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Phil.
Hello.
I was just saying that I think I saw him kayaking the other day. It was a great weekend for that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, kayaking. Yeah, I could go on and on about kayaking if you want to do that. Happy to talk about that.
It reminded me of the pedal paddle battle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right, but that's not.
Oh yeah. We'll probably have to. Yeah. That's, I don't have all the details on that, but we should make sure we promote that. That's coming up in August.
It's an annual thing. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yep, August. Yep. I couldn't remember.
That's right. That's
cool. Right. Yep. But you are also here for a list of things.
Yep.
might as well start with the community open house that's coming up for the work building.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I mean, I know I've been calling it our soft launch last year ever since we had the building complete up at the Wellness Education and Resource Center, also called the Work Building. And so we've been getting things online, and my goal was to have a community open house once we get the MRI online and some of the other, the conference room and education room, but mainly the MRI was the big add-on. We were waiting for the state for the certificate of need, and we've hit all those check boxes, and we are a go on that, which as patients are being seen, it's really great. It's just an amazing thing. So now we have the open house. So the open house is July 14th between 3 and 6 p.m. It's just open to everyone. We're going to have staff available. You can do a walking tour, a self-guided tour. I'm going to provide a little, presentation in the conference room, you know, as people want it. It's going to be pretty informal, but it'll also be just open door, and you can see the services. You can see the computer rooms, which has a telehealth booth and computers, a computer lab, conference rooms, which are all available by reservation to the public. And we've already been using that quite a bit with some groups in town, working through some of those processes. And so just really making it about the community, which is really part of it. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
And working on the landscaping. We're excited to have... I'm going to fail the name, but so excited to have some landscaping help on our both our campuses. It just looks amazing. So that's exciting. July 14th, 3 to 6 p.m.
That was a fun rundown of everything that goes into that building, because, I mean, it's just so multifaceted.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, like you mentioned off the top, was the MRI,
right.
Which is housed in that facility.
Right.
And now that it's up and running, which is huge.
It's huge. It really is. It's something I think is just such a great service. I had the opportunity to listen to the public hearing, and a lot of people from Petersburg. When we were going through that certificate of need process back in late early February, I believe. And it was really, it's always reflective when you hear things firsthand. You kind of know these things, you speak these things that the service is needed, but hearing the story, the personal stories of the experiences of people and how hard it is to travel. And, you know, some people have spouses and loved ones that they have to travel with and escort with. And it's just complicated. Mm-hmm. Ends up becoming very expensive, a lot more than just the service provided. Those are things that I think about as we're able to provide some of those this service line. In addition to the direct primary care, you know, when things insurances are more complicated and more challenging to navigate, and having Brandy available to help navigate some of the Medicaid planning, those are really key. And having Kelly help with direct primary care, those are very exciting things that we're able to bring in addition to the MRI.
Yeah, because I mean, it costs a pretty penny to get off the island just to get an MRI.
Yeah.
But now we have one on the island, which is a big step.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep.
And the next thing I have on my list here is the Rural Health Care Transformation Funds, an update with that. I was peeking at our grant list, and it looked like there was 5 pending requests, but that was as of June 15th, and a couple things have kind of happened since then, or deadlines, I guess.
Yeah. You know? So the Rural Health Transformation was something that, is funding available to transform healthcare, and we have 5 projects that were moved to the next step, I should say, to be submitted. We still don't have a determination on any of that, but Katie, our grant writer, has been working diligently. I have to say, it's in all honesty, it's been very frustrating. The complexity of the portal process, and some of the hoops to jump through have been. We were hoping for a little bit cleaner. Ability. Maybe that'll improve in the long run. It's possible, but it's been super hard to to follow all the regs and the rules and getting things submitted. But Katie, our grant writer, is doing an amazing job. It's just been very, very challenging. And I think it's a lot of it is just it's a new program. It's getting set up. So I'm hopeful that it's going to improve as time goes on. But it's so far I'm we're still optimistic, but it has not been easy.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, has it just been the application process of the grant, even request process, or is it just trying to even design a program that will fit into the confines of what is allowable in this program?
Yeah. I mean, all of the above. Okay. I mean, it's a new program. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of funding. It's a short amount of time for spend. Processes, and you're involving both federal and state, and so it's quite a bit to jump through, so no fault on that. It's just challenging. I wish there was sort of I wish it was a little bit easier. It's just it's just challenging to meet all the check boxes that are required, and those are evolving over time. And so I'm hopeful that it's not going to be another one of those programs that checkbox us to death. Administrative burden is always a challenge that we deal with. I'm trying to maintain optimism. We do have projects in there. We're very excited. Those are things like maternal child health, project, behavioral health project, telehealth, and then home-based care. Those are really the high bar for the things that we have been doing, and we could use some assistance to develop those even further for the community.
And then there's that fifth one, independent critical access hospital shared medical.
I mean, that one, I don't know if it we have a grant already in that one. And we were working on that. I don't know if that made the next phase or not. I don't have an update on that one.
Okay. Yeah. So but the four that you touched on, the telehealth, behavioral health, maternal and childhood health planning, and home and community-based services expansion, those ones, those four are part of, I think it maybe was 400 or so projects that were advanced to the next step of this application process.
Yeah, there was like 1,800 that were initially submitted, and 438, I believe, got to the next level, and then it was divided even less from a planning versus implementation. There's four different categories, and I can't remember exactly which one is better, but we had one that was streamlined in maternal child health. One was pushed forward as in a higher streamline. But again, budget narratives, budget amounts, we still are undecided. We don't really know yet. So more to come on that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think the next update will be like later this summer.
Yeah. I mean, I'll update. I'm updating as much as possible. Anytime I'm on the air, anytime I have opportunity, board meetings or anything, I'll make sure I'll be advertising that. So
We appreciate that transparency. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
And then the last thing I have on our list here is the Scopes Clinic that was happening this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited. I mean, again, it's one of those.
It's like colonoscopies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jennifer Briner and her team really amazing getting that continuity. We've had some starts and stops on colonoscopies, even going back to COVID era times when we couldn't, those services were discontinued and even before that. So it's challenging to get somebody to come up, a team to come up and provide those scopes. But now we have an excellent team, and we have a great team in-house that's able to help provide the support for that. And I think this is the third clinic now since the beginning of the year, which we're very excited to keep that on going. So it's very good. Very good.
Because it's a regular returning provider coming to Petersburg.
Dr. Taggart and his wife, yes.
Awesome.
Yep. Yes, CRNA, yeah.
Colonoscopies, endoscopies.
Yes. Yeah. All clinic. Very, very important in prevention, cancer prevention. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And having those locally are very critical. Anyone that's gone through that's another one of those things that you have to have somebody go along with you, and you can't drive after the procedure, all those things that are a lot easier to do locally than up in Anchorage or Juneau or other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does somebody get on a wait list for the next clinic?
Contact your provider.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, at the clinic.
Got it.
Yeah.
At PMC.
PMC, yes.
Awesome. Well, is there anything anyone else would like to add to the conversation today before we wrap up?
No, that's it for now. I mean, I can go on. We can talk kayaking some other time. But yeah, that's it for today. Thank you.
We'll save that for when the pedal paddle battle is nearing.
Right.
Okay, cool. Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. I guess that's all the time we have for today. It's 1 o'clock. That's all the time we had today for PMC Live with Phil Hofstetter, Kelly Zweifel, and Brandy Boggs. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. PMC's board meeting is happening tonight. KFSK is not airing those, but I'm sure you can find a link online on the borough's website or PMC's. The link to the meeting.
Yes.
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 And that happens at 5:30 in the assembly chambers still. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It is 1 o'clock, and next we'll have Street Beat with Matt Lenhard. Thanks for listening to KFSK.